Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Kylie Jenner, covering funeral costs for deceased hairstylist. Kylie Jenner has stepped in to help the family of her hairstylist who died unexpectedly over the weekend, paying funeral costs and other expenses, TMZ has learned. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ, Kylie has been privately working with Jesus Guerrero's family to transport his body back to his hometown of Houston and pay for the funeral. Our sources tell us Kylie first learned of Jesus' death early Saturday morning, and on Sunday, she spent much of the day with his family comforting them and offering to help them however she could. Jesus first started working with Kylie back in 2019, and the two became best friends over years, sharing several photos together on social media. Jesus also worked with Hollywood A-listers like Jennifer Lopez and Katy Perry. Jesus died suddenly and unexpectedly over the weekend, according to a GoFundMe post by his sister. Kim and Khloe Kardashian shared tributes to Jesus on Monday. Kim shared on her Instagram story that her heart was breaking for her grieving sister, emphasizing in their world, the glam squad becomes family, so Jesus' passing hit especially hard. Khloe shared similar words, saying their family spends a lot of time with their glam teams, and called Jesus' death an incredibly deep loss. Jesus' cause of death has not yet to be revealed. We reached out to reps for Kylie. They declined to comment. Next, Al Troutwig, legendary sports broadcaster dead at 68. New York lost a legend. Al Troutwig, longtime voice of MSG Network, broadcaster of the Knicks and Rangers, has died at the age of 68. I'm sad to share the news that we lost a legendary voice in sports, but we lost a lot more than that, Troutwig's MSG colleague, Alan Hahn, wrote on X Monday morning. He was not only a friend, but a mentor and a teacher. He was, personally, one of my biggest resources of support when I moved into this career. Hahn ended his post by writing, "Rest in peace, Al Troutwig." Troutwig joined MSG in 1989 and was known for his pre- and post-game in-studio coverage of the New York Knicks and New York Rangers. He also occasionally held down the play-by-play duties for the NYR. Over the years, Al also covered the New York Yankees for MSG. Troutwig also garnered notoriety for his coverage of Olympic gymnastics, which he covered for nearly 20 years. He stopped in 2016. Al even had acting chops. He appeared as himself in the 1993 John Candy classic, Cool Runnings. The cause of Troutwig's death has not been revealed. However, he took a leave of absence in 2019 after being diagnosed with cancer. Rest in peace, Al. And finally, Jamie Foxx, Jason's lyric play is worth the price of admission. Jamie Foxx was thriving in living color when the Jason's Lyric film was released, but he made sure to be front and center to soak up the live rendition of the new play. The Oscar winner was at the Orpheum Theater in DTLA on Saturday with his daughter Annalise Bishop and several other family members to check out Jason's Lyric live. We're told Tyron Turner, who stars as Joshua in the play, invited Jamie personally to the show, and Jamie bought tickets for his family of 10. During the intermission and after the show, Jamie happily greeted the cast and took pictures with fans. Jill Marie Jones and Flex Alexander were also in the building ahead of their Games Women Play debut later this spring. Jason's lyric director, Jacarius Johnson, and Jamie go way back, more than 25 years, and have been supportive of each other all along. We recently spoke to Treach, who reprises his role as Alonzo in the film, and he told us he had to bring new skills to the play, like adapting his Naughty by Nature rapping vocal control to the mix. Eva Marcel also stars as the title character, and she's declaring the play a new form of Black history. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.